Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Mr. Nike, the man of the streets. This the official remix. Powwow, Charlie Boy, Wide Frame, TK, and DeRoe.
It's DeRoe Music.
Hey, not a stain on me like a fresh white towel. Old buddy mad at me cause I made his wife smile. She know I'm on and she wanna split the lifestyle. On top of that, she heard I'm known to split a lifestyle. Condom, beat it, then repeat that. Mess around and run through the whole damn three-pack. And all the ladies know what's up, just ask them. In high school, I turned 16 and went magnum. Age 21, down at PV smashing. Turned 22, got signed and went platinum. Now I'm 24, on some 24s. About to turn 25, doing 20 shows a month. She black and white, I call her Oreo. She know I'm good in bed, why? Cause I'm a Scorpio. I said it once in a verse from Mr. Hit That. If the rapper ain't gold, you better hope that I can fit that.
Better call CSI.
She's a brand new
line. I felt it when you went in.
When you went in,
I think I hush your mouth. I was wearing a Magnum theme.
There's no end.
I'm present like a gift.
Like
I hit her with that strip and we're heading back to the cliff.
TK, look, see a very freaky girl. Don't bring her to mama.
Nah.
Hit her with the Magnum. Now she causing drama. Hit it, then beat it. Now that was her stalker. 187, my feel sorry for your daughter. This morning, I woke up thinking about. I jumped up, grabbed my Magnum. I stay strapped. Can you touch your toes? Let me see your arching back.
Michael Jackson, boy.
Jamba Juice. I like them thick in the caboose, I'm talking so obtuse. I tell her, come here baby, let me see you bust it loose. But if she playing games with it, she can catch a deuce. I need a super freak, a super duper freak. When I hit it, I don't abuse, nah, I only beat. She keep her game hard and ass out. Take her to the A-Law, pop a control and break her out. She got her makeup made up and her hair rolled. But the bootish, I'm trying to see that tongue roll. Damn, they fold, baby, make them legs fold. Sometimes she use a ice cube if you like it cold. I put it on her like a pro, baby, I'm no rookie. I get in and work them angles, have her walking crooked. Without a doubt, little mama know what I'm talking about. Pull it out of her, cause I'm about to pull that Magnum out.
Press out the bath, pull the E-Trade up, check out the math. Numbers looking good, time to call up the staff. Drinks on me, time to light up the app. Switch out the shop desk, upgrade my slab. Replace my screens with some BlackBerry tabs. New West paint, grain, and leather so sold. Drunk beating kids, quoting Wide Frame. Valet in 28, stepped in the building. Haters don't get such a beautiful feeling. Bad shit on me rolling high to the ceiling. I'm pulling it all, and I'm talking about drilling.
Only thing on my mind is, ooh, I want her. Saluted the DJ and jumped back on her. Took her to the room, tried to pump me like I ever done. Dropped up the 45 caliber and hammered up the Hollywood.
Hello, 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 guys. What's going on? It's DJ Black Caesar. You're on the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, wow, it's going to be a great show tonight. I'm a little out of breath, guys. I had to run to the kitchen and get some peanut butter because I get my protein in my system. Haven't eaten all day. But hey, guys, that was a great song by my man, Wad Frame, right there. Outstanding young man. Outstanding. He's doing his thing real big over there in Cincinnati, Ohio, guys. You need to check him out, Wad Frame. Check him out online. Right now, I have a great show tonight, man. I got all my artists that are pretty much on the phone lines right now. I have an artist. I have a book. Hey, man, I got, wow. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Hold on 1 second, guys. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. I got a guy named Josh. Josh is a fantastic guy. This guy is a book writer. He's also a motivated speaker. He's also, hey, man, this guy's also like a little lawyer, man. This guy's professional. He's real professional. He's on top of his craft. I love this dude, man. He's out there. He's really, really connected in the game. Also, I got on the phone lines. Hey, check this out, man. I got this young lady on the phone. Her name is Ray. Ray is an outstanding person, man. She is about to sign with DJ Black Caesar or Black Caesar Records. Man, this girl. She's also about to be our A&R, new A&R editor. She's coming aboard with us, DJ Black Caesar. She's coming aboard. She's going to help us out with some of the writing for the magazines. Also, her husband is going to be helping us out with the cover. So that's, we're getting two for one, man. Hey, I like that. I love it. I love it. I love it. We also got my man on the phone. Hey, this is a little interesting right here. From Protect Your Neck Records and Wu-Tang Management, we got my man on the phone, Rod Dollar. This guy's outstanding. He's an outstanding young man. He's going to come forward and tell you guys a little about his sales. Let me see if we can get him on the phone right now. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me click his number in right quick. Let's see. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, guys. Before I do that, I got to do this. I can't disrespect her like this. I'm so sorry about that, Stacey. Miss Barnes. Stephanie Barnes, brand new, coming back. Man, this girl's been, she's been with me for a long time, but now she's coming to combat, man. And she's making her combat. This is her debut tonight, guys. Her debut is coming back tonight. She was with me like about maybe 100 years ago. Now she's back tonight with Miss Stephanie Barnes. How you doing, Miss Barnes?
I'm good as always.
Great. Ms. Barnes, sounds like you, hold on, let me see, can I find out who that is? I think I just found them. Let me mute their phone out. Okay, Ms. Barnes, tell the people a little bit about yourself, Ms. Barnes, what you do, who you're with, and how long you've been doing it.
Well, as everybody knows, he said it's my debut coming back. I had, did the whole executive assistant thing with Black Caesar Records a couple years back. I'm back again. I also have Grind City.
100 years.
It ain't been 100 years.
Been 100 years, but we old, man. You know we old.
Hey, but I'm back. I'm back now. That's all that matters. But I also have Grind City Management, which we have based out of Cleveland, Ohio. Trying to get that up and going all the way, you know. Just playing it by ear.
Cool, man.
Girl.
That's what's up, man. We're glad to be back, man, because we're glad to have you back also. I got to say that because without
you. I know
you
miss me.
Yeah, I do miss you. But without you, man, things weren't running too hot, man. But now you're back. Seems like we're getting things back on the roll, on up and up. Steph, let's introduce our guest. Let's introduce my man from let's see, where he's from, Protect Your Net Records and Wu-Tang Management. What's up, my brother? What's up, Raheem?
Rod Dollar.
What's up, Rod Dollar? How you doing, Rod Dollar?
I'm good, man. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm fantastic, my man. I'm just tickled to death. We got you on our show tonight, man. We're going to have a great time talking to you, my brother, just letting you know that. I got a question for you. Rod Dollar, can you tell us a little bit about what you do over there with Protect Your Net Records and what you're doing with the Wu-Tang Management?
Okay,
I'm sorry, man, I gotta say this also. Be brief because this is not your time to talk, but this is just a little introduction about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically what I do over at Protect Your Net Records, man, is I'm one of the A&Rs over there. And I sign artists, work with artists, get the artists in the right situation, right project, work their projects in every way. also do booking. I do everything that Protect Your Neck Records need me to do. But check this out, Black Caesar. I got a surprise, though. I got a surprise.
What's that? What's that?
Because right now, on the phone, for all your listeners and everybody who's listening into this show, I got the VP of Protect Your Neck Records, Mr. Frank Nitti himself, on this interview with us, man. I just had to let y'all know Frank Nitti's on the line. Frank Nitti, that's
welcome,
Black
welcome,
Caesar
welcome,
in
my
the
brother.
Crew.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the all-new DJ Black Caesar show, Frank Nitti. It's nice to meet you, my brother. Let me ask you a question before you even say a word. Are you really the gangster I read about? Are you really that guy? Are you really connecting the gang mobs? Are you doing a lot of the drive-by shootings out there?
No, I'm doing none of that, man. I'm doing none of that, good brother. I'm doing none of that.
Oh, I thought you were
Frank
Nitti,
man.
So
I'm in the ballroom.
You're not Frank Nitti ran with El Capone back in the days, huh?
Nah, man. You know, I believe he's dead and gone, man.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
okay,
I'm Frank Nitti from Harlem.
You gotta remember.
I'm Frank Nitti from Harlem.
Cool.
No,
we're glad you came to the show, Mr. Nitti. We're glad you came out to the show tonight. We got your man on the show. It's gonna be fantastic. You guys hold your peace. Stay right where you are, okay? We're going to put you back on mute, and we're going to bring my girl Ray in right quick. Let's see where she's at. Ray is at this number right here. Ray, how you doing, Ray?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, man, it's like hella stuff going on here, man. I'm just excited to be on the show tonight. We're going to have a fantastic show tonight, man. Just check us who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm from North New Jersey. Right now I'm currently in Statesboro, Georgia, about to head to Atlanta soon. Got 3 mixtapes in the making. Director of Artist Development for GMG. Shouts out to them. It's a lot. It's too much to really think of right now. DJ Trendsetter. I'm going to be the first female on Jacket for Beats. So we're going to try that.
Oh, cool.
Just know I'm putting in work. I actually just spent
Hello, who this?
On one song trying to record while I'm sick. So, Ryan.
Hey, Ray, I'm sorry. Ray, hold on for a sec. Josh,
yeah, what's up? Who is this?
Hello?
Who?
Josh, that's you.
Yeah, what's up? Who's this?
Josh, DJ Black Caesar, man. This is DJ Black Caesar.
Oh, what's up, man? What's up?
Well, hey, Josh, you just came in and you interrupted the young lady, so hold on 1 second, y'all. I'll be right with you in a second. Hey, put your phone up. Let me mute your phone out. Okay. All right, we got Josh on the phone. Let's. Oh, he dropped $5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, brother. Look, man, let me give you a number to actually call back in. 646.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
646.
646-716.
Yep.
5971.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Oh, wow, guys. Hello. I'm back. Hey, guys. I got dropped off my own phone call. When Rod Dollar was hanging up his phone, I was hanging up at the same time thinking I was on the phone with him because he was on my phone. That's why I don't take phone calls on my phone. So, guys, please stop calling on my phone. Thank you. Hey, let's take the right phone call. Let's get the right phone calls, guys. Stephanie Barnes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Stephanie Barnes, when you hear my phone drop, it's your show from then on out, man. You got to take over the show.
I didn't know it was going to drop.
Yeah. My phone call is dropped, but I knew you didn't know that in the beginning, but I'm letting you know now. When you hear silence on the phone when I should be talking, always remember it's your show then, all right?
All right.
Okay, guys, let's get my man Josh on the phone real quick. Josh, background though. Josh, where you at, man? What you got going on, brother? Hold on, I'm about to mute my phone.
Okay. No, Josh, we're talking to you right now. We're talking to you. I'm introducing you to the world, man. You can't get your phone out right now. Hey, Josh, can you come front and center and tell everybody who you are and what you do? Josh going once. Josh going twice.
Hey, what's up? This is Joshua Armstead. I'm a business consultant, motivational speaker, and author. And basically, just here to make a difference, here to spread a message that's very powerful. And, I work with a lot of brands. I have over $2.5 million in revenue for all the various clients I work with in the past. And just a lot of positive things to contribute.
That's what's up, Josh. We appreciate that info, man. Brett, getting to the point, being quick about it. I like that. I like the way you get down, my brother. Let's put my man Josh back on mute. Okay. Let's see. Let's put this brother right here on mute. Okay, my guys. Check it out. Here's the deal right here. Well, we got somebody with a question out there right now. I don't know who it is, but let's see who the question is. 857-857-333. Oh, yeah, I know that number, don't I? Who is that?
You know.
What's up, my man? You doing good. Hey, man, I'm glad you're back, man. You got your phone call back. I'm glad you're here. That's my man from the management of the Wu-Tang Clan. He's back with us. We had dropped his phone call, but don't worry about it. We got him back. Now, guys, let me tell you something right quick how we work this show. You guys have questions, push 1 on your dial pad. I'll be able to acknowledge you then. I'll see a question mark pop up there by your 3 digits. I'll call your first 3 digits. If it's too many of those first 3 digits on the phone, because it's like a lot of people on the phone lines, so please be patient, guys. I will be to you as soon as I'm going to call you in order. I'm going to try to call you in order. You picked your hands up, so. If you got questions, just push 1 on your dial pad, and I will put you on the phone lines. We'll be listening to some music from these guys. We're going to talk to Josh about his book that he's writing right now. We're going to talk to my guys about some of the stuff they do as far as the management clubs with my man from we got so much to talk about tonight. It's just crazy. I got Dylan Jr., CEO, and Ms. K coming back here later on in the show, so it's going to be a fantastic show. We might have some surprise guest appearances by some superstars. You know how we do it. We do it like that around here. So, guys, just stay tuned and stick around, and let's go to a song right quick. And let's see what we're going to go to. Let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Jack picked the bow. Which bow did he pick? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, let's check out Idi Amin, Gangsta.
Gangsta. For the OGs. For the BG, trying to be like them. Edie Dom, Benny Wisdom. Let's go. Yeah, 7 Zeus cut dog, blowing down a 4-5, heading to the stacks. Gotta keep my money on the ride. Ain't nothing like being the outlaw gangster. Got my partner on the other line. Yeah, we bout to link up, crank it up a notch. Youngsters hollering out, too turned up. Old school niggas still get love from them young bucks. So you set up, twist your fingers, wrap a switch flag. It's a gangster party, ain't nobody eating that. You mean I have a Lamborghini with a diamond in your pinky, but you still a good nigga to me. Hood niggas feel me. It's the business when I spit it, classic all around. This is for them drop tops, now let the tops down. Nothing but a deep thing, like a Spanish weird gang. With Super Snoop Dogg, and Dre was pumping 9.
Hood,
I took
Bridget, Snoop Line, Bridget.
I ain't Dre a bodybuilder. Where the motherfucking gangsta at? Somebody got a feeling.
Paper chase, the definition of a hustler. Highway hitter, come back to your seat.
niggas in the building. What up, Joe? Folks in the GDs, holla at the BGs, holla in the streets. South to the west side, little child running wild. Curtis made for when I rise, light skin gated for the class. Suited and booted, through with it before you knew what to do with it. Initiated as an outlaw, papa was a street cat. Mama was a rider fool, I just sent my uncles to a stepping. In the name of love, daddy died a dope fiend. Mama crying over broken dreams. Still we had good times like JJ on Good Times. Dancing in a soul train line, everybody smiling. Damn it, sister Marvin Gaye, or was it Stevie Wonder? Feeling so good, can't nobody take us under. Don't wake up to another day, residue on a plate, roaches in the ashtray. Record players still playing.
Already know, Houston, Texas, South Side, Southwest Side, dead end, North Side, stand the fuck up, ATL, Zone 6, stand the fuck up, it's your boy, Decatur Black, Zone 6, big homie. No-
wow, 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 thank you, Edie Amin, that's Edie Amin from the Outlaws. If you guys need drops or any collabos, please get at me at 662-995-0679, again, that number is 662-995-0679. Wow, that just screwed that all up. I'm so sorry. Hey, this is live radio, guys. I do screw up, so don't get me wrong. That's 662-995-0679. Thank you. Hey, guys, also, if you want to get on with the A&R magazine, if you're trying to get in the magazine, please get us at 662-995-0679, and we'll get you in there with our new chief editor. She's aboard with us right now. Her name is Ray, man. This girl is phenomenal. I love her to death. She's one of those guys out there. She's doing it real big. Ray, let's get her phone line. Let's get her back on the phone line to see what she wants to talk about tonight because she's the first one up. This is the only female we got on the show. So, guys, you guys understand. So just sit back, relax a little bit, listen to Ray because I'm going to ask you guys questions later on in the show about Ray. So let's get it on. Ray, what's up, Ray? How you doing?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, doll. I'm doing wonderful. Hey, Ray, check it out, man. I already introduced you to State. I'm sorry. I'm so used to saying Stacey Darlene, but Stacey Darlene is no longer with us. She's at a graduation today, I think, and since mm-hmm. she's at her graduation and joke, she's enjoying that. Right now, we got an old school girl back. Hey, man, I want her to introduce herself. I don't want to mess it up. But we have a girl, Stephanie Barnes, back. Miss Barnes, she's back with us, man. So it's going to be a lovely, lovely, lovely time, guys, because this girl is very, 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 very professional. So we're going to make some money together. Thank you, Stacey. Let me get rid of Stacey. Let me get rid of Stacey's name out of my head. Stacey's name is gone right now. I won't call you Stacey anymore. I'm sorry, Miss Barnes. What's up, Miss Barnes? How you doing?
I'm going to charge you every time you call me Stacey.
What are you charging, Miss Barnes?
I don't know. We're going to figure that one out.
Okay. That's cool. Thank you for giving me a break from not saying it on air. But I get charged for everything, guys. I'm always making mistakes, but I'm not gonna blame it on what I want to blame it on. Anyway, so, Miss Barnes, you're back with us. We've got this girl on the phone lines right now. We're going to interview. Her name is Ray De Niro. I love that name, De Niro. Ray De Niro, come front and center and tell us what you do.
Female rapper, well, female MC from North New Jersey, Brick City. Shouts out to the 973. I'm in Statesboro, Georgia right now, about to move to Atlanta. So if anybody's out there, make sure to look me up if you're an artist. I'm also artist development for GMG, Director of Artist Development, actually. As far as I know, they're affiliated with Maybach. Just grinding. I got mixtapes coming out. Morphine is going to be crazy. That's a mixtape. Got hits like Copper Mill. I know a lot of my fans have heard that if they're listening. I have one. It's kind of my secret weapon. Y'all make sure to check out Don't Play Me. I guarantee it's going to surprise you. I'm just basically bringing hip-hop back.
That's what's up. So, Ray, tell me a little bit about yourself, man, because you're not going to get away that easy. We want to know what you got. So, I want to know what you got going. I want to know what you're wearing right now. Tell me everything about you. What's up? What's up, Ray?
Right now, I'm in all black and some Chucks. But
I was just joking about that, Ray. But hey, that's cool.
I got a book out. Well, it's on Wattpad. It's a little app or whatever. So I write books too.
Okay.
I really don't know what else to get y'all. I'm giving y'all anything. Most people know me for the You Gonna Want Me, the little single I got out or whatever. I done did some videos, which should be released as soon as I get a hold of my camera guy. Let's see, what else I could tell y'all folks?
I tell you what, Ray, man, so we'll make it so hard on you. Let my girl, let my girl, Miss Barnes, come to you and ask you a couple questions, because I really want you to get out there to her. It's going to take me a while, Miss Barnes, to get your name correct, because I'm so used to having Stacey on the show with me, and it's a shame she can't be here today, and it's a shame she's not going to be back, period. But anyway, the show must go on, so I think everybody's listening tonight. So Stacey Darlene is no longer with us. She can't really help us on too many more things. She's still my friend. Don't get me wrong, guys. She just has a lot of personal things going on, and she really can't work with us anymore. So basically, that's what she actually broke it down to us. So I'm letting you guys know tonight, because we do keep it real here at the DJ All New DJ Black Season Friends Show, and want to keep it real as much as we can. So we don't talk negative about anyone. We don't talk derogatory about anyone. We just keep everything positive. We keep it clear. We keep an open mind here. So Stacey Darlene is no longer with us, and I feel like I'm going to cry. But anyway, we got Miss Barnes back, so I feel like I'm going to laugh and cheer. So Miss Barnes, you got it. What's up, baby?
Okay. So, Ray, how long have you really been into the whole music scene?
How long have I been into it?
Yeah.
I started doing it a little bit when I was 12. Then I really got into it when I was 15, met my husband, and it was actually just something to do for me to impress him. Then I got into it. And once I got into it, that was a wrap, basically. It's just now I'm very focused and very motivated, and it's something I love doing. I have very big dreams and hopes for me. Like, I honestly see myself going somewhere, whether anyone else does or not. I feel like it's my time to really take the world by storm. I have the power. It's just up for me to use it.
Wow.
All right. When it comes to your music, like, what type of message are you trying to deliver through it?
Right now, basically, it doesn't take for a female artist to rap about sex and all this other stuff, popping Miley's and this and that. Don't get me wrong, I have a few club joints. I only have three. But my message is, I'm still going to go hard, and my fans, they love me. Ask them how much sex is incorporated into my lyrics to see what they say. And yes, I do have people that's telling me, you know, I need to dumb down my lyrics and do this and do that. Lupe said it best. Dumb down for what? I'm not.
it's what I'm doing.
Hip-hop, as KRS-One, hip-hop is graffiti. It's telling you. You're telling people who you are. KRS-One said, when hip-hop first started, cats was putting their hand on the wall, blowing, hip-hop, spit. Like he said, I am hip-hop. No one can tell me otherwise. That's like you want to tell me, I'm telling you I'm black. How you going to tell me I'm not black? You looking at me.
Right.
Now tell me I'm not hip-hop. Tell me I'm not.
Yeah.
I dare you. Then challenge me on it if you feel that way. That's my opinion. That's what I'm doing with my music, to answer your question.
Okay. Are there any other artists you've worked with?
I worked with a lot of artists. I touch bases with people in New York, people in New Orleans, people in Texas, Silky D in Texas, Ari Kells was in New Orleans. Taz was in, this cat named Taz, he was in New York, and some other people in New York. It's been a lot of people I worked with. So, yeah. I'm still doing collaborations. My man Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony hit me up on Twitter asking me to send him some music and stuff, so I'm still waiting for a response from him. I'm networking. I'm networking.
Cool.
And then I also heard you say something about you had a couple of mixtapes in the works.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just wondering if you had any dates on when those would be dropped.
Not exactly. Morphine is actually maybe about 13 tracks in. All of them are going hard, all of them. So that's to probably drop around next month sometime. So just be on the lookout for it. It's going to be on that piss. I have music on iTunes, my two singles, What You Gonna Do and You Gonna Want Me. That's on iTunes. That's on Amazon. It's on CD Baby. It's on Google Play. It's a distribution deal. Look me up. Google me. That's all I got to say about that. Google me. You'll find everything.
That's what's up. Hey, Ray De Niro. You know, that's exactly what I tell everybody. I was like, hey, you got no DJ Black Seas, just go Google this nigga, man. This dude is known everywhere. Hey, that's what I tell them.
Yeah.
I tell them that because I don't got time to sit there and talk about myself. I'm not trying to toot my own horn either. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I just tell them to go do it. Sometimes I got to spell my name correct.
if they're going to Google me, they need to put R-A-E. A lot of cats spell
right.
It R-A-Y. Anybody who's on my Facebook, they know it's R-A-E, and everybody should know how to spell De Niro. Just find me. You'll see everything you want to know. I made the ultimate list of female MCs along with Rod Digga, Azealia Banks, and it's basically just a lot of female MCs who was either in the industry and, you know, didn't get any shine or who's most active in the industry right now. So for me to make that list, I honestly felt honored, and it just happened when me Googling myself.
Yes.
And I accidentally ran across it. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I was like, nah, that's not me. Somebody got my name. I clicked on it, and it went straight to my Twitter. I was like, oh, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I'm grinding. I'm still saying that. I'm grinding. I'm doing me.
That's what's up, man. It's always good to hear. We got a grinder on our hands, and I know we got a grinder on our hands because, hey, you know what? I know the grinder, so it is fantastic. You are a grinder, and it's fantastic you're on top of your job. Hey, Ray De Niro, I got a couple questions for you also, man. I want to give my girl Barnes all the credibility of interviewing you because I want to interview you also. Now, I got a couple questions for you. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have two. I have a 7-year-old daughter, which she's about to be 7 in December, and a 4-year-old son.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. Do they let you do your craft, or do they get kind of like iffy, or they want to destroy?
Actually, my son is crazy about drums. Like, it was a movie on the other day, and he didn't even look at the movie. He heard the instrumental playing, and he zoned out. He started bobbing his head like, oh, my goodness. My daughter, she loves my music.
Yeah.
She dances to it. But if I curse, she be like, Mama, you can't cuss in your music. Turn that off. So I actually, you know, I'm working on my profanity in my lyrics. And I found out if you cut out the profanity, you bringing in more lyricism. You flexing your brain. That's why I made a post on Facebook the other day. And if any of my fans is listening, they seen this post. My naked eye is closed, which means I'm using my third eye. I'm doing everything.
Wow, that's
meditation.
Deep. That's
I'm practicing.
Hey, you know what? That's,
oh.
Hey, check it out, baby. That's pretty deep right there because a lot of these guys don't even know what the third eye is. So you just went deep to the left on right there.
The third eye, basically, everything you dreaming, you seeing, that's your third eye. Your deja vus, that's your third eye. Pay attention to everything around you. I say my naked eye is closed because that is my two eyes that I'm seeing with. And I'm blind to the BS. Put it like that. I'm blind to the BS. Focusing on everything. If you want to open up your third eye, I'm looking up stuff. I'm taking a journey in my life. You need to start with meditation. That's the first part. Find you a nice room. Make sure when you are doing it, your legs is crossed, your back is straight, your hands are on your knees. You need to be in that where everything can flow perfectly through your body. Close your eyes and just focus.
And hey, check it out, baby. I know you want to tell them everything, but that's good enough. Don't hit these people too much with it, where they can just say, start going back, not to bat weed no more.
I mean, that's
over. We'll continue to bat weed.
Yeah, that's over. A lot of people have. I mean, hey, people do what they do, but that's how I'm finding myself as an artist. Put it like that. That's how I'm finding myself as an artist.
Yeah, most definitely. That's great. I like the scenario you gave also because it's all like that because I know what you're talking about because I got a third eye also, and I do use it professionally. I got a couple more questions for you, Ms. De Niro. Where'd you get the name De Niro from? Is your mom Italian or is your dad Italian? What?
Actually, not no Italian. My mom got a little Puerto Rican in her and everything, but Ray, my middle name is actually Regine. I got my whole name from living single. I'm not even going front,
okay.
But I'm not telling y'all my first name.
Slow down, partner.
I want to
hear this, man. I mean, you're on the
all new
DJ Black Diva show, man. You can
say, you can tell us. honestly,
you know
my first name, Queen Latifah Khadija. My middle name,
okay.
Ray Jean. Anybody who's seen Living Single, they already know what it is. I have no other choice. I'm a 90s baby. Anyways. The dude in Savannah, Georgia, named CJ, he was my consultant for a minute. And I told him my middle name, and, you know, he seen that I was really, you know, chasing the paper, trying to get it, everything else. He was just like, you know what, we're going to call you Ray De Niro. I was like, okay. First, actually, he was K De Niro. And I was like, nah, I don't think that really sounds good. And I was like, my middle name is Ray Jean. So he was like, okay, we're going to call you Ray De Niro. So the name was given to me. And that's the best way to have your stage name. Let it be given to you. You try too hard. I've been through so many stage names. I've been through Malibu the True was my first ever stage name. K Diamond, Jersey, Doja. I've been through too many stage names until I stuck with Ray De Niro.
Wow.
I had a whole transition
period. I don't know about Ms. Barnes, but I love Ray De Niro. I don't know about Ms. Barnes, but I'm going to let her chime in just a second. But I love Ray De Niro because I love Robert De Niro. So you remind me of Robert De Niro. That's his name. So.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Barnes, do you have any questions for this young lady, or should I go into her music or what?
No, I actually did have one more.
Okay.
Kind of piqued my interest a little bit. She had mentioned that she did some writing. What genre did you write about?
It's like a romance fiction novel. It's called Forbidden Fruit. And it's a very, you know, very detailed story. I was just sitting at home one night and I was like, what would catch someone's attention? So it basically tells about an 18-year-old girl named Chanel. She's this little, what you would call it, a bad, you know, I don't know if you allow cussing, so I ain't going to say all that. But she's very nice looking, put it like that. Her mom's the same way. She's in her 30s. She's with this guy named Nick. Nick is 20-something. It's not Chanel's father. She's just sleeping with him. The mother hates Chanel, and she basically is, you have to read deep into the book to find out the nastiness she does to her own child. And she blames Chanel that, you know, her father has left them and everything else. Nick and Chanel end up at home alone, drunk, while her mom's on a business trip. They end up sleeping together. One thing leads to another. It's chaos from then on out. The book is 22 chapters, and Chanel has someone trying to kill her. It's no telling if it's Nick's homeboy or if it's Chanel's mother. She's been in a car accident. It's crazy. It's a very crazy and intense book for anybody who's read it because I've, you know, shared the link. So for anybody who's read it, it's very intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's pretty much all I have.
Well, okay. Well, Ms. Barnes, if you don't mind, I'm going to go into one of her songs. I'm going to let her introduce her song. She's going to give us a world premiere on this song right here. I'm going to tell you the name of the song, Coppermille. What's up with that song, Coppermille, baby?
Oh, wow. I have a producer from Europe who made the beat. Dope Sound Brothers is what we go by. Yeah,
cool.
Europe. I'm overseas, baby. I'm overseas. But, yeah, it's basically something that I feel like is a banger. Like, I really do. And that this is the first song I have out that actually brings the New York and Jersey hip-hop feel back, and you hear it on the verses, more so the second verse than the first one, but you hear it, and I guarantee you like it.
Ooh. Well, Ray, give us a world premiere for it. You're on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, so whatever you say about the DJ Black Caesar Friends show, DJ Black Caesar, that's cool with me. And let's talk about State Charlene. Let's get on with this show, guys. Let's get on with the show. Introduce your song and introduce your show. What's up?
Yo, you tuned in to the DJ Black Caesar All New Friends show. Check out Coppermille. It's a hit.
See what it feel like. Everybody crying, so you know what the deal like. And cause I got them bands, now they claiming I'm real, right? And yeah, the flow mean, but they hollering I'm real like. So let me cop a meal just to see what it feel like. Everybody crying, so you know what the deal like. Cause I got them bands, now they claiming I'm real, right? And yeah, the flow mean, but they hollering I'm real like. Don't wanna ride all the way to the streets of Cali to catch a private jet to the shores of Maui. I wanna be up in the limelight because a few rides, right? Them $100 bottles, you
DJ Black Caesar in the house right here, baby. We're on 106 in Park. No, I'm just joking. We're on Rinse 2 Baby Radio, guys. You know how we do it. We do it real big right here in the hood over James 1X Cox house, man, hanging out on Lundale, baby, right here by the Lundale Park, right across the street from it, watching all the cars come through, man. What is it called, James?
Monument.
Monument, baby. We're hanging out over here by Monument, man. Monument. Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys.
The station is bumping, man.
Okay, guys, you heard it right there. 1X Cox said, this station is bumping, man. And you know what? It really is. Thank you. And enjoy. Listen to the radio station. 24 hours a day, baby. It's on. You can hear people like Pistol Man. Hear people like The Hustler. Hear people like Coke and Grim Caesar. Also, you can hear people like Mike and James Cox. Better known as 1X Cox and Big Mike, baby. Right here with DJ Black Caesar, the number one DJ in the South, baby. Putting it down. Rinse, do, pay me. Ha, ha! Yeah, yeah, yeah. DJ Black Caesar in the house, baby. We putting it down right now with Ray DeNiro, man. We have a lovely little interview with her. Hey, guys, check it out. She has a second song she sent us called Don't Play With Me. We're going to introduce this song. We're going to play this song. So, Ray, let's check it out, all right? Check it out.
Don't play.
Why you want to play with the shorty like a fool? Sit back, relax, observe how I choose. It's better than in the game. Just stop and speak. So, everything that you came for, you reap what you sow. Try to eat when I blah, blah. Hey, buddy, know I hit your ass so cold. Cause I'm all about that ass, you're matching it with my words. So why you want to play? We gon' fight like this. And on nights like this, you waiting to see me pitch. Real, recognize real. None of that don't mean shit. You all about that.
Good time with her. She's talking about everything and doing everything. Hey, guys, I'm really, really thrilled to have her on the show tonight. Hey, Ray, can you go out to social networks right quick so everybody can know where you're at?
Yeah, Facebook.com/RaeDiNero, Ray DeNiro, the same for Reverb Nation. Twitter is Twitter.com/_RaeDiNero, Ray DeNiro. SoundCloud/IamRayDeNiro. Y'all just can find me anywhere on any of them social networks and connect with me. Let's work.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, Ray DeNiro, I got you like a lot of people that want to do some stuff with you right now. Just let you know,
yeah.
I do have some people that are ready to work with you because, you know, that's what I do, DJ Black Caesar. That's what I do all day.
I'm down.
So, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm going to hook you up, man. I'm going to hook you up real good, real nice. Hook you up.
And also, that Don't Play Me, that's an exclusive. You can't find it anywhere else but right here on this station. This is the only
place
you're going to be heard at.
That's up, man. Hey, this station right here, and it's also going to be at www.rinsedopayme.radio.com, guys. That's www.rinsedopayme.radio.com.
Rents Due Pay Me with an S in a rents. That's rentsduepayme.radio.com. Check it out, guys. Oh,
we don't
you
keep
know?
It going like this. We don't keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJ.
NerveDJs.com.
Wow.
You now tuned in to Nerve DJs Radio.
Hey, this is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big shout out to Nerve DJs, cause they break them tracks, not them stacks. You heard me? And you fuck with them Nerve DJs, now that I know them, I might break your back. You heard?
Yeah. Hey, guys, check it out, man. My guys are doing a good thing out there. Check out Jim Jones. He has a new song out. I can't even tell you what the guy's name is, man. That's really messed up, and I'm a DJ, and I can't even tell you the name of the song. But anyway, I know that Idi Amin, Fade Hussein, and Young Nova, they got a new song out also. They got a song with Snoop Dogg. Check it out. It's online right now. You guys go check it out. I got it up there posted on my website. Oh, I don't have it on the website yet, guys. I don't have it on the website yet, but it will be up there by tonight. So you guys go check it out if you want to see the exclusive video by Snoop Dogg, Idi Amin, and Fade Hussein, and Young Noble. Then you can go there and check it out. Also, check it out on Facebook. I got it on my Facebook page. You can't find it nowhere else but with DJ Black Season. Why? Because DJ Black Season be on top of his homework. Hey, guys, check it out right here. This is on the all-new DJ Black Season Friends show. This is where we get down and get the people out there, get to know these people, man. We get all. Hey, guys, we got so much going on over here, man. It's just incredible. Hey, we also did a merger with Out For Mind Recordings. These guys are phenomenal, dude. They got commercials. They got everything they're working on right now. Next week, we're going to do a live telecast from the studios, man. We're going to be in the studio next week. I got Skinny Pimp coming in there to do this little thing, and we're going to talk to Skinny Pimp. And, you know him, the Memphis legend. He used to be with 3-6 Mafia back in the days. Nice with himself. But no. 3-6 Mafia just got back up. He started all over again. He's part of that crew right there. So let's check them out. Let's tune in next week to the DJ Black Season. All new I keep saying DJ Black Season Friends show, man. I'm so used to saying that. I got to stop saying I got to get myself out of that situation, man. I keep saying it. Okay, guys, check it out. All new DJ Black Season Friends show, guys. Check us out every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That's Central Time, not Eastern, not Western, not anything else but Central. So check us out then. That's at 7 o'clock East Central. It's like 7:52 right now. And I got my girl on the phone, Miss Barnes. Miss Barnes, what's up, baby?
Not too much.
Wow, Miss Barnes, I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't looking for that, man. Hey, guys, check it out, man. It's most. Let me tell these guys the weather right now, where it's like down here. And Tupelo, Mississippi is mostly cloudy. It's currently 77 degrees. The highest day with the forecast is in the 75s. So let's all be cautious of what the weather looks like. I thought we were going to have a storm or something here earlier, but it looks like things cleared up. Let's say happy birthday to Candace Loves. Today is her birthday. I don't know who that is, but it's on my phone, so it must be hooked up to my calendar and let me know that today is her birthday. So let's say happy birthday to Candace. Happy birthday, Candace! Okay, guys, let's get back to the show. Mr. Nero, where you at, baby? Where you at, Nero?
I'm right here.
De Niro, it was fantastic having you on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere. Please don't leave the show because we don't want you to go anywhere until you hear all the other people's interviews because we got a man coming up next I'm going to introduce himself, man. This guy is fantastic, man. He's a good friend of mine, and we're going to put on a little tour, small tour, guys. So hopefully you guys will. Oh, and we got Skinny Pimp included with that tour. Just to let you guys know, we do have a Skinny Pimp included with that tour. Okay, check it out, guys. I got to say this. I gotta say your name, brother, from Protect Your Neck Records, Protect Your Records, and Wu-Tang Management. We got my man Ray Bala. He's in the house. He'll be coming in. I'm gonna turn his mic on right now. Hey, Ray, thank you for stopping by tonight. We appreciate you, girl. You did a fantastic job on your interview. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you sit back and relax, baby, because you don't have to go nowhere. All right. Okay, let's get my man on the phone lines right now. What's up, Rod Dollar? Rod Dollar, turn your phone off mute, my man. I know, I forget all the time, too. Rod Dollar. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Stephanie, can you hear me?
Yo.
Yeah, I got you.
Rod Dollar. Okay, thank you, Stephanie. Wait for a minute. I thought something was going on. Hey, Rod Dollar, what's up, man? You don't have to work your phone, man? Oh, I'm sorry, brother. You got a new phone and you're not familiar with it. I got you, my brother. I got you. No problem, brother. Hey, Rod Dollar lost his phone, guys. So, you know, we all feel for a brother losing his phone because, you know, when you lose your phone, that's a terrible thing, especially when you're in a business like what we do, man. We got all kind of important phone numbers, so we keep the lock on there. So if you find it, you can't get those numbers. You can't call them up. You can't say, hi, 50 Cent. How you doing, 50 Cent? What's up, 50 Cent? You can't do none of that because we got locks on our phones, and we will find you, too, because we also got tracking
That's
devices.
Right.
So you got to stay away from those phone things, man. Phones can be very, very, very dangerous. What's up, Rod Dollar? Tell us a little bit about yourself, brother.
Oh, man, you know, my name is Rod Dollar. I'm A&R over at Protect Your Neck Records and Wu-Tang Management, you know, just holding it down for the Wu, holding it down for Capadonna. Mook, shout out to Mook. Mook, I see you. Frank Nitti, I see you. Jimmy Kang, I see you. Everybody over there, Protect Your Neck, the whole staff, you know, Vega, Tim, Rafiq, Billia, Lisa, the whole fam, you know, everybody, DJ Small Wonder, you know, we all over there working, man. Shout out to everybody.
That's what's up. Hey, brother, appreciate you giving shouts out to everyone. Now I want to hear a little about what you got going on. What kind of projects are you working on yourself? And tell everybody else, like the people are listening to you right now on the radio, let them know what you got going on, man, because you got your own little thing going on. So tell them about your thing.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, all praise is due to the Creator, man. I've been blessed. To be in good business situations with good people, even people like yourself, Black Season, man, with the Southern tour that we're going to put together. You know, people are going to be shocked about the name. It's going to bring a little controversy, the name of the tour. It's all good, though, you know. But, you know, basically what I do is I look for artists that are definitely going to be on the next level. I introduce them to the game, bring them in, sign them, get them going.
Right. Well, that sounds like a plan right there, my man. That sounds like a plan, brother, because I'm right here with
ready to go to work.
Yeah,
hey, listen. You know I'm full of surprises today, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm full of surprises today, man. You know, I had the VP of the company, Frank Nitti, on earlier for a moment. You know, right now, this is very big. You know, I have the president of Wu-Tang Management on the phone with me right now, himself, Mr. Jimmy Kang. Say what's up, Jimmy.
Hey, what up, guys? How are you guys?
Hey, Jimmy Kang, what's going on with you, brother?
It's big.
Man, you know, I'm doing good, you know, right now. Just getting prepared for Capadonna's record release party June 17th at Slake in 30th Street, Midtown, New York. And this weekend, heading out with Junior Reed to One Blood Junior Reed to Berklee University for a show. And along with that, we just set up this weekend for the Sons of Legends tour for a show in Maine, and then show in Maine on Friday, and show in Rhode Island on Saturday. And that's Little Eazy-E, Big Pun's son, Old Dirty Bastard's son, Jam Master J's son as a DJ, and Run's son.
See, it's big.
Cool. That's
who's
real
working
big.
That's
like real
this. Big. Who's working like this? Tell me, come on.
I know.
You're killing
me. I know.
You know, we got a nice team. You know, beautiful team from Wu Tang Management and Protect Your Neck Records. So, you know, I'm blessed to have these guys and girls that you know back me on everything I do to make everything work.
Right. I think one of my affiliates is going to be there at you guys' album release party for Capadonna. Miss Barnes is going to show up there, man. She's going to be representing DJ Black Caesar, all of DJ Black Caesar's friends and stuff. She's going to be representing us. She's going to come into your party. So you guys need to put her on that guest list so she can get on there, man, because she's in New York.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Definitely.
Miss Barnes.
Hit, you know what I mean? Hit Ra up, and Ra will give me the guest list by Monday. For Capadonna's party, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it's a red carpet event with all the press and everything. From 10 o'clock till 4 in the morning, you're just going to see stupid amount of celebrities coming through in New York.
That's what's up. That's what's up, my man. I can't wait to hear about it. I know Miss Barnes is going to fill me in with everything, and she's going to be. Hey, you know, I got to get her. I gotta get Miss Barnes some promo gear there also. I gotta send her some promo gear.
Yeah, you definitely should, because there's gonna be all these celebrities there and everything. And along with that, the whole night, every 30 minutes, we're gonna switch DJs. So we're gonna have the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition DJs come in and start switching off on everything. So, you know, we're showcasing everyone. We're gonna have performances, you know, from performances from Duck Down Records all the way to obviously Capadonna to like other artists and acts that's coming through. And, you know, Young Dirty Bastard's going to perform and everything, too. It's going to be fresh.
Cool. That's what's up, man. I wish I was there, but, hey, you know what? DJ Black T's probably got something else going on, and I really can't make it, but I really want to be there. But, you know how it is. Hey, Mr. Jimmy Kane, it's really nice talking to you, man. Thanks for all the information you gave us. Is there anything else you'd like to say before you get off, get off the phone with my man?
No, I just want to say thank you very much for the opportunity to get on your station and stuff, and, you know, blessed up.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you, my man, because we haven't talked in a long time. How's the Crumb Snatcher doing? I know I talked to Raw Dollar Crumb, a little bit.
Crumb's doing good right now. Crumb right now, we're working on something with him, Premier right now, to get him back on the Gangstar Foundation. So Wu-Tang Management and Gangstar Foundation is going to start working on Crumb Snatcher. So Crumb just did a show in L.A., up L.A. with Capadonna and Chief King. So it was very, very great right there.
Yeah, shout out and Chief King, man. Shout out Chief King. I see you. Salute.
Cool. Yeah, I was just talking to Rod Dollar the other day, asking him, brother, could he hook me up with you so we can get back on the phone with my man Crumb Snatch so we can have him back, because he hasn't done an interview in quite a while, so. We'll have him back on our show.
Oh, yeah, we could definitely do that. You know, set it up with Raw, and we'll set everything up to get Crumb Snatcher to the interview and everything. And he got an album coming out, too, so it's perfect.
Cool, man. That's what's up. That's what we like to hear right here, man. We like to hear stuff like that. Hey, guys, check it out. You're on the all-new DJ Black Season Friends show, where it goes down every week, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. It goes down right here, guys. We have everybody and anybody on the phone. You never knew who was going to call into the phone line, so let's check it out a little bit longer and see who's going to call in next, because I do have a couple of surprise call-ins going to call in. Now, let me see what's up with Tupelo. Let's see. We got a couple questions out there right now. Let's take a question from 228. I'm opening your line up right now. 228-235. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up? This is Maurice Hancock Jr., manager of Chanel LaFleur, at Don Jr. CEO, and of course Miss K. What's up?
Cool. That's what's up, my brother. That's what's up, man. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight, man. I don't know where Don Jr. is at. He was in another conference call, but he said he'll be here, so I'm still waiting. Time is ticking. Hey, no, I'm just joking. Hey, guy, well, we're glad you're on the show, my man, so just sit back and relax. Anything you hear, any questions you want to ask these guys on the phone right now, we got a fantastic guy coming up next. His name is Josh. He just wrote a book. He's basically a consultant, so I'm going to let him talk to you guys in a little bit. I want my man from Tech Your Neck talk to you guys right now. So what's up, Rob? What's going on with your project right now? What kind of project are you working on right now, my man?
Oh, man, you know, like we said, we're working on the Capadonna project right now, man. He just finished recording with the Woo. They just finished their album. And his album, Capadonna's album, is finished. And, you know, so we're gearing up and we're pushing, you know, his project. And, of course, you know, all the other artists that we're working with, you know, through Wu-Tang Management, you know, Crumb Snatcher, Dizzy Disaster, you know, everybody, you know, we're just working over here, man, you know, working. Blessed to be in the situation that we're in, man, you know, being that it's the 20th anniversary for the Wu. For all your listeners, if you're not familiar with the Wu, please go out and get all of their works, get familiar with the Wu, get familiar with Capadonna, get familiar with the movement. You might learn something, food for thought, you know, food for life, and, you know, just rock out with the home team, you know.
Right, 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 right. You know what, guys? You really do need to listen to this man right now because he's telling you guys some knowledge. When you get with the Wu, it's like you're in a whole nother world, my man. These artists are fantastic. They're magnificent. They're wonderful. They're excellent.
They're great people.
I keep on going with the name. Do what now?
They're great people. They're giving people.
Right.
They're for the community.
Very humble. Very down to earth. Hey, guys, man. There's so much good things I can say about the Wu, man. It's incredible. Basically, the Wu helped raise me, man. I know your mom and dad really raised you, but I think the Wu really raised me a lot back in the days because that's all I used to listen to is my man out there, all of them. Every one of them, I don't care who it is or where they come from. But with the Wu, that's who I used to rock with, man. They're really, really phenomenal guys. I like all of them. I don't want to call these names because I can't call them all because I hate to do that, but these guys are fantastic. That's all I got to say. But let me ask you a couple more questions about you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You didn't bring any music tonight, so you didn't bring a commercial either. So what do you want to get into now? I mean, do you have planned for this year? What's going on? What's in your head this year? I know you guys are putting Capadonna out there. I know you guys are working with Crumb Snatcher, but is there anything you want to do as far as a manager yourself? Because I mean, you are a manager, so tell me. I mean, what would you like to do with the artist?
Well, you know, the name of my management company, I just switched it. You know, it took a lot for me to do it, not for any reasons other than I wanted to grow and do something different. And I just switched over my old company from How High Entertainment. I switched it to a new name, DMG, Dollar Management Group. And basically what I do is I deal with a lot of clothing brands.
Uh-huh.
It seems like right now my name is big in the UK for some reason. I'm getting a lot of clothing brands from the UK that want me to do brand management and brand marketing for them, help
okay.
their brand
okay.
grow.
Okay.
So I'm doing a lot with up and coming clothing lines. I'm dealing a lot with up and coming artists. Still very much I'm about development. I'm working with a lot of cats, man, you know, from the Midwest out there. You got Stephen King. You got the whole ASG, All-Star Stoner Gang. They're out there in Indiana and in Lawrenceburg. You got Perry Lewis Rich, a good friend of mine. You know, I'm helping him out in many different ways, however way I can help him. You know, then you have people like Skinny Pimp. You know, you got to salute Skinny Pimp, you know. That's that brother. He taught a lot of people South what this music
right.
really is about, and he took it and he
right.
ran with it. And you know he's working hard. And you know you and I, you know we've been talking to him about some things with the tour that we're doing. We're gonna do down south. So you know right now my whole thing is, you know I'm working, man, and I don't limit myself to the things that I do. I don't. Too much on my plate. You know, I don't sleep. I always just work, man. Just work. That's
yeah,
all
I hear
know.
You, brother. I hear you, man. I hear you. Don't sleep. Hey, so you don't sleep with both eyes closed. You sleep with one eye open, huh?
That's right. That's right. One eye open. And I'm a vampire. Yeah, I don't sleep at night, man. I'm up all night. When a lot of people sleep, that's when a lot of good money is out there to be made, man. So, you know, you sleep, you slept. You know?
Right, right. I got you. Well, hey, man, I'm just glad that you're here, man, because I've been knowing you for a while, man, and we really got off on the right foot. We're still on the right foot right now, and I want to switch foots up, but I can't switch it, man, because I'm on the right foot now, so I'm just going to keep that foot going.
Yeah,
hey,
man, you know,
we're
rocking with the best, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, guys, we're going to go to a commercial break real quick. We're going to check out my man real quick. So you guys, we're going to go to a commercial break. Check this out right here. All right? We'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time. Move around. Hey, 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 h
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategies, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com. Tune in to the Entertainment Worldwide Network every Sunday through Friday, 10 p.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. West Coast. The call-in number, 619-639-4709. Log on to entertainmentworldwidenetwork.com.
Are you looking for a special way to say thank you? Then do it big with custom jewelry from Dave the Jeweler. Call Dave the Jeweler. He's been pleasing and appeasing stars for years with his custom urban jewelry. And now the same can be done for you. It doesn't matter. However, you need to shine. If you need bling for a music video or catch attention at the club, if you can imagine it, Dave the Jeweler can make it. From custom diamond earrings, bracelets, chains, to custom iced out watches in silver, gold, or platinum. Order your one-of-a-kind, customly designed jewelry today. Dave the Jeweler will do the job right and get the job done. Dave the Jeweler's done work for entertainers such as Blood Raw, Webby, Gorilla Zone, T-Pain, Jay-Z, and more. Call the Atlanta store, 770-679-4152. That's 770-679-4152. The Savannah store, 912-447-5150. That's 912-447-5150. What are you waiting for? Call now. Dave the Jeweler.
What's good, homie? This your boy Big D.
It's your folk checking traps.
This your peeps Captain Mac.
I let your boy Bossalina. It's
your boy Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And BXL is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, J Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station. Hottest.
Yeah!
Oh,
entertainment.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Network.
Network.
We on live.
On live.
We in your speakers.
In your speakers.
And on your mind.
Hello guys, hello guys. Welcome back to the all new DJ Black Caesar Friends show where it goes down right here, baby. It goes down every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, man. You know how I do it. You know how we do it. Hey man, it's like really, really exciting around here. We got a lot of guests to come through and everybody wants to talk. No, I'm just joking. Hey man, I know these guys want to talk, so if you guys got any questions, I see a lot of people out there right now that got questions. I see my man Charlie Hustler just chimed in. We're gonna go to Charlie Hustler's song. Check this song out right here, guys. Let's check it out. All You Need Is Baking Soda by Charlie Hustler.
I know some Mexicans.
I know some Mexicans.
I know Colombians.
I know Colombians.
I'm like the Taliban.
I'm like the Taliban.
I talk Peruvian.
I talk Peruvian.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda. I'm in the kitchen like I'm Pillsbury shaking the pot. I'm turning grams into fraction, rapping and up the guap. I know magic like Rezanger, I turn one into three. And I keep one off in the chamber, Charlie hustle don't sleep. Hey, where I'm from, homeboy, if you don't hustle, you don't eat. So I go hard like LeBron, like I play for the Heat. My niggas coming through it, but I'm trying to spread out the jam. Old baloney ass nigga, I'm in the streets going ham. And the last time I checked, Charlie hustle the man. These niggas internet thuggin' trying to give them a fan. Nigga, I'm posted on I-20 trying to give me a band. Thanks to Herman, Hammond, Bacon, soda in the microwave, man.
All I need is
bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon soda.
All I need is bacon soda, bacon soda. I'm Charlie Horse, ain't no problem, I was raising the bricks. I'm at the table chopping out 20s, trying to give me a whip. I got a plug, it ain't no problem, if I fall, I'm good. Hey, did I mention I'm connected like the streets in your hood? I'm bagging midges like a chicken, like I'm working for churches. I got a bad brolic tropic, she addicted to purses. I got a fitted for the money, in the D-boy demeanor. I'm running circle, running clowns like a circus arena. I got a thing for the Gucci, and I'm addicted to beans. I'm in the hood swinging balls, like being Serena. Baking soda on the counter, residue on my faucet. Fish scale on the counter, and I got cushion in my roast. All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
All I need is baking soda, baking soda,
baking soda.
Bacon soda, bacon soda,
bacon 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 soda.
Okay, okay, guys. We have Ms. Barnes. We have Ms. Barnes.
What's up?
Ms. Barnes, you got to be right here to help me out, man. You're not here with me.
I am. It's hard to jump in over you sometimes.
Oh, wow. Come on, man. You're funny. You're funny, man. I gotta get you for that. Hey, anyway, Ms. Barnes, what do you think about that song by Charlie the Hustler? Did you like that song?
I mean, it's not my cup of tea for real.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. You're being fair. You're being fair. Okay. Let me see. My software's went down. I got to get my software back up before I can. I got a couple phone lines open. If your phone line is open, go ahead and give me a comment on that song. What you guys think about that song? What you think about it?
I like it, man.
Who's that?
That's Rod Dollar.
Rod Dollar. Okay. Hey, Rod Dollar. Check it out, my man. I want you to give your social networks out to the guys on the phone so they'll know what you got going on, my man, so they can get in touch with you because I love doing that, man. I love getting the social networks out. I see we got Don Jerry in the house. Don Jerry just said I'm in the house. So I see my man out there, Don. Hey, Don, we'll get you on in a second, man. Just hold on 1 second. We just got to play your commercials also, brother, just to let you know. Hey, I know your people are going to let you know about it, man. You got some people on the phone with us right now from the 228, man. Just, oh, wow. Hey, I'm going to hook you up, Don, so just stand back. Hey, Gad, now, did you like that song, Rod Dollar?
I did. All I know is baking soda. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No, that's not what he's saying. That's not what he said. He said, all I need is baking soda to make it work for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, that's real. It's a lot of people that's living that life. And, you know, I can't say whether that's the life to live or that's the life not to live. I can say that's not the life I live. But with that said, you know, I could definitely dig it. I understand it. I see it. You know, it's real.
Right. Now, let me say this. Let me add this to that, what you just said, my man, because I like the way you said that. It's not for everybody. That's not the lifestyle you would live. Well, guess what? That's not the lifestyle he's living right now. This guy is totally made up. 360 degrees. He's just talking about some of the stuff that he did back in the days, like what I knew back in the days. We were kind of like doing it together, man, to be honest with you. We just didn't know each other, but we both were doing the same thing, man. So I will say that. And also, I'll let you guys know, you can find my bio. It's on my website right now, and it has everything in there. So if you're looking for any dirt on DJ Black City, you can probably find it right there. Guys, go check my website out. It's the hottest website online. No, I'm just joking. Hey, guys, well, go check my website out for real. It's www.RinceDoPayMe. That's RinceDoPayMe. That's RinceDoPayMe.com. Check it out. You'll love it. I got a lot of stuff going there. We got the blogs going on. Pretty nice blogs. Hey, did you hear about the guy?
Yeah. Girl?
Did you hear about that Rod Dollar guy? He actually cut the body of his girlfriend up, and he started eating her.
Man, that's crazy. You got a lot of people that's uncivilized out here, man. That's the part of the whole culture, you know, is to each one teach one, and you know, not to be uncivilized and live as a civilized person.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what we're about. Straight up.
Hey, Ray, Rob, thanks for your comment, Rob. We appreciate it. But right now, we're gonna move on to Josh. Rob, I know you gotta get out of here, so go ahead, do your thing, my man. We'll shake a leg with you later, brother. All right.
All right, you know, I'm gonna be back in and out, man. You know, I rock with the all new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. You know,
I got you, brother. I appreciate that too, man. I appreciate you rocking with us, man. We love it. Uh-oh. We love it. We had a fantastic interview, man. You be a good guy and call me up so we get that tour going off. All right.
Yeah, no doubt. As a matter of fact, everybody go out and support the movement. Like I said, if you're not familiar with the Wu, for some reason you don't live on the planet Earth, you know, go out there and Google Wu, Google, get all of their music, you know, get familiar. Definitely, you know, be on the lookout for Capadonna coming to a city near you. Be on the lookout for the new Capadonna album about to drop. Also, be on the lookout for Spliff Star, my brother. Two-hand salute all day. I see you, big homie. And also the teacher, you know, a lot of people call him the teacher, a lot of people call him the father. You know, I call him a good friend, you know, Junior Reed. You know, be on the lookout for Junior Reed's project. He got a mixtape right now that's killing him on that piff. Go out there, download that, get that. It has all of the greats in hip-hop on that mixtape with him. Hey, just be on the lookout, man. We in the city near you, and show love, we show love, and, you know, salute to everybody out there. Salute to Soulja Gambino, two-hand salute to everybody, Vega, Jimmy Kang, Frank Nitti, Mook, DJ Black Caesar, Ms. Barnes, everybody, my Wisdom, Kelly, everybody, peace.
Hey, peace out, my brother. Take care, man, and we'll get back to you in the flip-flop. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. That was my man Rod Dollar doing his thing, man, with Wu-Tang Management. This guy's phenomenal, man. We got a great guy, great new friend on our hands, man. That's what we got. And, we got to put on a tour right now in the South. We're going to take over the South, man. We're going to get it chopped up. What's up, Charlie Baltimore? What's up, Charlie Hustler? I'm about to call you Charlie Baltimore, man.
What's up, big homie? What you got going
What's going on with you, man? You doing all right?
Yeah, you know how to check in with Caesar, like his friend, show a check in and fuck with you, man.
Hey, man, we glad you're here too, brother. Hey, Charlie Hustler, I'm going to put your phone back on mute. I'm about to mute my dad back in. What's up, Mr. Gunn Jr.? What's going on, my man?
Man, I'm making a million, feeling like a million, definitely loving the new, all new season of Friends Show. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network based in St. Louis. And listen, Ms. Kay is in attendance with us. She's holding it down now, and she's holding it down. I got a dynamic artist, and before I get into who I am, I got to give my man the floor. This is the guy. He is going to be that next dude, and I'm known for bringing it to you first. I'm telling you, I got to bring it. It's all new. We got to bring it all new. Mr. Prime Flow, you have the floor. So tell everybody who you are, what city and state you're calling out of, and what you do.
What's up, baby boy? This is your boy Prime Flow out here doing it big. We're holding it down for H-Town, as always. I just want to say, you know, give Black Seas a big up because I like what you're doing with the show, boy, the friend show. I'm really digging it, and I'm going to start tuning in. This is pretty much my first time, but I've been following you, and I'm loving what you're doing. Man, right now I'm getting ready to drop this this mix CD. Everybody keep a lookout for it. It's called Cut and Shoot Texas, followed up by Mate, Texas Built, my sophomore album. So pretty much that's what I got in works right now.
Thanks a lot, my brother. It's nice to meet you, too, my man. Any friend of Don G is a friend of mine. So we want to get you set up for one of these interviews, man. You need to get with Dunn, and Dunn hook you up with the interview, man, so we can get you back on the show.
Bet that. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay, guys, we're about to get into it with my guy Josh. Let's get into it with Josh. What's up, Josh? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How's everything going?
Hey, man, everything is going great with me, my man. I'm just tickled to death you're on the show tonight, man, so... Let's talk to you and get to know you a little bit, man. Tell me your name and where you located at.
Okay, my name is Joshua Armour, located in Atlanta, Georgia, originally from New York City. And you know, obviously, you know, just a go-getter, man. You already know.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, Josh, I appreciate that. Also, Josh, if you can you like give some shouts out to some of your people, man? Because I know they're all listening to you, so. Give them a shout-out, because you got a lot of people on the phone lines right now. So if you got anybody on the phone lines, just give them a shout-out right now, if you don't mind.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to shout-out God. That's the most important entity I want to shout-out is God, first and foremost. Outside of God, I definitely want to shout-out my boy Don Jr., CEO, man. Big ups to the brother. You as well, you know, DJ Black Caesar for allowing me to be on the show, participate, and just want to shout out to all the entrepreneurs. I mean, it's a multitude of people I can shout out, but just all the entrepreneurs, people that are hungry, that don't give up, no matter what condition they're in, they don't let nothing stop them from reaching their dreams. That's what I want to give a big
cool,
shout
cool,
out.
Cool. Appreciate that, brother. Now, Ms. Barnes, guess what? It's time for you to step up to the plate, Ms. Barnes, and start talking.
Oh, I'm allowed to talk again.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk again. Yeah, this is your show
again,
now.
Okay.
Your show.
All right, what's going on with you, Josh?
Oh, great, great, great. You know, just out here in New Jersey, Atlantic City, New Jersey at the moment, having some business. How's everything?
Yeah, good over here. So why don't you go in a little bit and tell the viewers exactly what it is you do, like a little bit in depth?
Okay, just keep it simple, short, sweet to the point. I'm a motivational speaker first and foremost, currently an author. I have a motivational CD that's dropping on Father's Day this Sunday, and my book will be dropping later this month. It's titled Success Over Everything, and basically what I do outside of being a motivational speaker and obviously, author is I'm a manager in the entertainment game, and I do a lot of consulting for different brands. Over 100 brands to date, I've accumulated over 2 million sales for all these various brands that I've worked with in the past in my history, and you know, just been really grinding hard to, you know, make a big impact in the culture that we have and that we call hip hop.
Okay. Now, when you say you are a motivational speaker, like, where are some places that you've actually gone and tripping over my words?
A lot of the speaking I used to do was at a small community college called Atlantic Kid Community College. I did a lot of different speaking engagements there. I've done speaking for the youth in churches in New York, in Atlantic City. Just starting to start to branch out down south, so set up some stuff down south. And also, I mean, at one point in my life, I was actually running a Boy Scout program, and a lot of motivational speaking was required in that, and working and building over 16 different scout troops. And the only reason I think that's significant is because of the fact that I was doing that at the age of 16, 17, leading it, you know what I mean? So it was a very big endeavor for me being a young man in college at 16, 17 years old and also doing stuff like that in the community and just helping people out. So I've been doing it mainly all my life, you know, from you know, since teenage years to now in my early 20s.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, you mind giving everybody a little sneak preview into your book? I mean, you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you enough, not too much, but basically the book, like I said, is titled Success Over Everything. And basically, you may have heard Money Over Everything and different, you know, acronyms that, you know, a lot of people use in the industry. I say SOE or Success Over Everything. It's kind of like an affirmation. You wake up every day and you can say it. It's something like a manual that you can go back to, similar like the 50 of my power, that 57 release. But a very big twist on it is that I'm taking my life and breaking down different experiences that I went through and giving y'all what I learned from it as far as the different success tips that I have and also the failure that I recognize. And I'll give you a prime example. For instance, when I was 14, I almost lost my life. I was smacked with a bat. And I did it, and I wasn't smacked directly. I was actually sitting with a friend that was smacked with a bat, and he was about to die, and I tried to, you know, jump in the way, and it caught me on the eye. And that right there, I learned a lot from loyalty to also taking risk. And some risk could, you know, almost kill you. And sometimes loyalty could be your worst enemy, you know, if you're loyal to the wrong things. So that's just an example of how, you know, that right there is just an example of my life that I've taken the book and kind of just give y'all, you know, a little bit of breakdown on it. And more importantly, the biggest thing about the success over everything is really for entrepreneurs. It's really helping people to understand what it means to have a wealthy mind, a wealthy heart, and a wealthy spirit. Regardless of what's in your pocket or bank account, that you can be a walking asset no matter who you are. You know, you can wake up today and have that energy and attract it to yourself. So it's going to touch on a lot of things like that. I don't want to, you know, give away too much, but that's just a little brief synopsis of what you can expect.
Okay. Okay. Caesar, you got any questions for him?
If I do, I'll just walk over you. No, I'm just joking. Hey, if I do, I'll come on here. Actually, it's your show right now. You take it away. You got all the questions, so you read his bio. I didn't. So you read the bio.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. you're a mess. That's all right, though. You just messed me all up. But, I mean, is there anything else you have going on besides, like, motivational speaking? What you said, of course, the book. I mean, is there anything else you have going on?
Well, obviously, I'm a manager. You know, I manage different artists and different talent, and I do a lot of consulting. So I'll give you one thing that I'm working on right now, which we're really big on. I'm actually working on bringing big music industry conferences to various cities. And right now, the first city we're starting with is my hometown, Atlantic City, New Jersey. And saying this is really not about the typical new music industry conference. What this is more about is like a three-day extravaganza similar to SW, but not the same. It's more of trying to bring in the major entities as far as not just hip-hop or pop, but also like casinos, people that actually employ talent, such as different promotional companies that actually employ talent, and publishing companies, and breaking it all down for them so that during this extravaganza, they're not just being exposed to record labels like A&R, they're being exposed to people that run successful publishing companies, people that run successful promotion companies. Why do they get booked? How do they get booked? You know, these are the type of things that we're going to be speaking on, and, you know, you'll see more of that in the very near future. But outside of that, like I said, my main focus right now is a book. I'm actually planning on a back-to-school tour this fall, and I'm going to be bringing a few guests with me, and I'm going to, you know, obviously keep y'all in tune with that. And, you know, just right now, it's just about, you know, building it and helping everybody to collaborate and contribute to whatever's positive and making a lot of noise. Recently, I actually just affiliated myself with a few people in Atlanta that is very beneficial. So, like I said, I'm going to give y'all more updates as we go along. I don't want to speak too prematurely in it, but it's just a lot of great things in the works, you know, just for me doing this endeavor. Me being 22 at this time, you know, you can imagine. I mean, it's not a lot of people that's coming out. I mean, I was an artist at one point in my life, like probably 5 years ago, and, you know, I switched it up and said instead of coming out with an album, I'm going to come out with a book. You understand me? So I always try to find a niche in the market and capitalize on it for myself, but at the same time, try to give an example of how anybody, no matter if you're 50 or, you know, 14, you can still step up to the plate and, you know, do what you want to do.
Okay. I mean,
I got a question for him. Hey, Stace, I mean, Ms. Barnes, I got a question for him, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I got a question for you, sir. My question to you is,
I see you online. I see you're very professional. I see you always talking about what you got going on. But what I don't see you actually. I don't know how to really say it. Like me, for instance, I called you up one day and I said, hey, I'm looking for a manager. So are you still managing or what? Because I really don't know what you got going on, man. So are you still a manager as far as artist, or are you still working with that, or are you doing something different when you say management? Because I'm kind of confused.
No, I'm definitely still doing management to the T, you know, with talent. You know, what it is it comes down to one thing for me. It comes down to understanding how to balance my schedule. Being as though I'm not the typical manager, you understand me? Like, I'm a brand within myself, and I know this. And because I'm a brand within myself, not to try to say I'm Diddy or Jay-Z or anybody, but because I'm a brand within myself, I have to sometimes be very careful of what I take on, because I know my schedule gets crazy just for my own personal endeavors. And then I had to trim it down extremely, you know what I mean? So just for the fact that I'm a brand within myself, I try to, you know, just balance it out like that, you know what I mean? But I'm definitely still managing, of course. I'm going to always do that, no matter what.
Right, okay, I got you, man. Now I understand. Hey, guys, check it out. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to an intermission. Check this out right here. This is an insert from one of the Nerd DJ's conference calls that we had with Butter Rock. Check it out.
Johnny O played Jeremiah first, and then he played this shit. And I like the Jeremiah shit, but this shit sounds better than Jeremiah shit, so I'm fucking with it. All right, for real, I appreciate it. I'm Zoom.
Hey, Dirt. It's DJ Black Caesar, man. I'm going to have to agree with my boy Butterball. The song does go harder. The song does go harder than my other man we just played. So it does go harder, brother.
Hey guys, you know what? I did not know what I was saying. I called the man Butter Rock. I mean Butterball, and his name is Butter Rock. So that was kind of funny to me. So I just played the insert because I thought it was hilarious to me, because I was like, wow, man, what are they laughing at? I said, was that funny? No, it wasn't. But the fact that I called him Butterball was funny, because he is kind of big. Hey, guys, check it out right now. You're the DJ Black the Friend Show, the all-new DJ Black the Friend Show. It goes down right here, guys. Hold on. Let me find that person. Okay, I got you. Got you, little bastard. No, oh, it's Josh. I can't turn Josh's phone on. Josh, you got some stuff on in the background, man. You need to turn that down a little bit, my brother.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right. Okay, we're back. Hey, guys, okay, I got another question for you also, man. Now, let me ask you this question. Are you like the type of manager that actually takes on a lot of mainstream artists, or do you take on independent artists? I mean, because I heard what you said. I follow everything you said, but what I don't understand is, do you deal with mainstream? Just answer me a question. Just answer my question. Do you deal with mainstream artists, or do you just deal with independents? Or do you deal with both of them? I don't know.
When it comes to mainstream entities, I deal more with the people like DJs and producers, due to the fact that my focus is breaking artists, not trying to work with people that are already established. I feel like it takes the fun out of it. Of getting that first placement, or getting that first major deal, or getting that first major, you know, check. That's my thing, you know. That's why I'm always about the independent more than anything, you know. So when it comes to, like I said, who I managed in the past, is on a mainstream level, it's always been either a producer or a DJ, never necessarily an artist. If I work with an artist, it's always on a booking level or consulting.
Cool. Hey, Dunn Jr., I got your mic back on, man. So can you mute yourself back in? Because I know you're a professional guy. You probably mute yourself out.
I surely did.
Down, my brother. Hey, Dunn, I got a question for you, Dunn. Now, you've been in the industry for many, many years. You're like this famous guy that everybody wants to get at in the game, get on in the game. So what do you say? I mean, do you do management skills also? Do you manage people? Or because I really don't know that about you. And then I want to hear in scoop on my man Josh that's on the phone right now.
Well, I have to say this. I do so many various things in the business, and sometimes the fans always been said, you're a jack of many trades and a master of none.
Right, right.
The one thing that I have mastered is I am a business consultant. That's all forms of business, top to bottom. I'm even consulting Mr. Josh on the line here. We just produced media. So at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, I have my hands in a lot of packages and careers, but being a manager is a major and very key, intricate role within the business. But me, myself, I am a business consultant that covers your 501c3s, your letterhead, your logo, your business card, your flyers. That covers the viral marketing campaign. That covers the TV advertising, radio advertising. That covers setting up interviews on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, Red Channel 23, and the Entertainment Worldwide Network, and we also have a fashion network. I consult fashion people. My wife, Miss Kay, she has the Social Seductive, it's SoSeductiveLive.com. That's SoSeductiveLive.com. That's where she teaches the young girls how to get involved with fashion. But even though she has her own business, all the business structure and model all rely on the business. If you plan your work and work your plan, you will make it in the industry, in any industry. If you out there are working at McDonald's, no matter what you do, you have to make sure you do those things. So moving forward, I definitely want to give my queen, the Empress, I want to give her opportunity to speak because she is okay, I got to say this before I give Ms. K the opportunity. I got to keep it real. A lot of times before we make it, we don't have our infrastructure together. What the infrastructure is, it's our inner circle, the people that's around us, Miss Barnes, and all the other people that make things happen for us. So without us working together, and just like Josh said so well, it's great to get projects that's already established, but it's better to launch it because however you start, that's how you finish. So if you start out with a winning team, you will finish with a winning team. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I'm going out to the CEO of So Seductive Live. Here you go.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss K calling from Funny.
How you doing, Miss K?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Good to hear from you, lady. Now, give me your in scoop on let everybody know who you are and what you do first of all, and where you're located. You already told them where you're located. You're located in sunny California. You're married to Dunn, Jr., CEO. Where are you at? Tell us something about Miss K. What's up, Miss K?
Well, about me, I do fashion. I love fashion. I love shoes. So I started my own little website, SoSeductiveLive.com, where I do the newest, like, newest designers to come out, the newest shoes or, you know, the styles. That's what I'm into. And now I'm going to start a nonprofit organization for young girls that want to go to school and be a fashion designer or be a model, you know. My thing is, I want somebody to look back at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. So
right.
That's my
right.
thing. And when I work with Don, I help him with the viral marketing. I do the internet search. If we're working with
hey,
a client.
Can I interrupt you one sec? Can I interrupt you one second, Ms. K? Can
uh-huh.
I interrupt you one second and say this? You guys do a very good job viral marketing because I see you guys every day doing your thing on Twitter, on Facebook. So I believe me, I see you guys, what you do for me. You guys really, really have helped me out a lot. I just want to throw that in there to let everybody know that you guys do a good job. And Dunn does a great job with the websites also, just let everybody know out there right now. If you need a website, get this brother. This is my brother right here. Get this brother. He does fantastic websites. He does those million-dollar websites. For a price you can afford. So you guys really need to holler at Dunn, Jr. and Miss K. They got something real nice going on in sunny California. I'm sorry, Miss K.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. I mean, I do the viral marketing. That's very key to the industry right now. I mean, it used to be word of mouth, but now it's word of mouth, face-to-face, mail, email, text message, internet. It's everything now. And the internet, everybody's doing everything on the internet. I mean, you can go and buy your
right.
groceries on the internet if you want to.
Right.
So the internet is very important right now. Everybody's doing it, down to old people are on the internet.
Right.
So that's very important to the industry, and a lot of people fail on that. So us doing that,
I don't see a lot of people doing it. For us,
we
do it because we believe in people, and we push and push because eventually somebody going to see that, like, okay, I keep seeing this. I need to check this out. So that's what we do. I mean, it's me and him all the way. And I want to thank you for inviting me on your show, too.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. You guys have a fantastic show yourselves on Monday night, guys. Check out. Hey, go ahead and introduce your show, Miss K, if you don't mind.
No, Miss K don't have a show. Miss K is she. The show is the Entertainment Worldwide Network main meeting. We're live every Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call-in number is 619-639-4709. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. I host it. I've been in this 15 years. When I was 3 months, I was carried into a radio station, bringing a lot of marvelous artists to you. I got Prime Flow. He's on my other end. We're going to bring him back in a minute at the same time. We also have Chanel LaFleur. We got a lot of powerful people. And I'm going to tell you, if you never heard his name before, remember, you heard it first on DJ Black Caesar, so I am dropped. Just like I said, am dropped.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling y'all, this dude, when y'all see his video, it's phenomenal. So we got all these people that's here within the network, and what we believe that only one ant cannot live a slice of bread. But in order for us to get that bread, we have to mount up as ants. We can live 100 times our own body weight, but as a conglomerate, a group, a battalion, we get things done. And that's why we have entities like this. He's bringing the best to you. DJ Caesar, Ms. Barnes, they bringing the best to you. Charlie Mack, everybody's coming with it. So with everybody's coming with it, we learning. Big shout out to Josh, too, man. We definitely got to get together. We got some more work to do. I didn't know you was doing it. See, the thing that's so important about having these networking meetings is because everybody is working together. And if we don't hear what's being said and we're not finding out what people are working on, we can't get behind it and promote it. And in order for us to win, we have to promote each other because at the end of the day, I can't do everything. I'm only one man with two brains, and I got 200 people. Yes, I have a beautiful woman.
Right.
She's right here with me 24/7, and we don't have issues. But at the end of the day, if everybody finds somebody to help them out, we all work together, and it's not about me being one person. No man is one island. God put us here to bless each other, so we have to help each other out.
Right,
at the end of the day, we can't expect nobody to spend money with us, and we want to invest time. If we want to invest relationships, and we want to invest the contacts, and we want to invest the relation to the time of us just talking about doing it, meaning we're having solid conversations. Like, we talk about it on Monday. We're going to do it on Friday. On Saturday, something's happening. It don't mean we got to get all the way to being at the Grammy Awards on our first record, but we don't need to have the same conversation for 3 years and we still in the same place. As you're talking, somebody get a pad and pen, write it down, because no matter what goes on, the beautiful thing about what everybody's doing is we're trapping time, seconds, media. Once we get this education, this knowledge, we pass it off to our kids. We all here to build Wall Street, Fortune 500 companies. We want to make sure that over the next 75 years, under any artist under the sound of my voice, over the next 75 years, just like your license in Arizona, we want to make sure that every seed that we plant, not that just that the tree's going to grow, but that our kids going to be able to grab a piece of fruit. A lot of people make trees grow all the time. Anybody can get paid one time. But can you continually harvest and reap a reward for what you're doing? And sometimes you have to realize God is not going to give you $1 billion if you can't give him love for letting you find a penny when you're totally broke and you ain't got no money. Because at the end of everything that we're doing right now, we're doing it for the ones that we don't see. And people like DJ Black Caesar, he's a hardcore OG. And he said it earlier tonight, he was like, I used to do that with you. I was in the streets with you. Man, I salute you, man, bro. You see, I love you, bro, and I love the way you're running your show. You're going to have a couple calls afterwards. You know, I'm going to constantly teach some things I don't agree with. But at the end of the day, I know you got your show. I got to give you the floor back. But I'm telling you, man, I'm very impressed.
Don, think this is show, don't you? Hey, Don, I like that dude, man. I like that boy, man. That dude's on top of it, man, all the time. That's my boy right there, Don Jr., CEO. Hey, Don, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you dropping that knowledge on us, man. I see somebody out there in the audience that I want to acknowledge. What's up, Harold the Hippie? What's going on, brother? Harold, turn your phone off mute, Harold. Your phone's on mute. Okay.
Okay. Well, he's on the phone line. I'm looking right at him. So, Harold, your phone is on mute, man. I got to move on, man. I got to go. Okay, guys. Let's go to somebody next. You've been holding on for a while, ma'am or sir. I really can't tell which one you are. So, let's see. 602, do you have a you don't have a see what 602 has, Bill. 602, what's up? What's going on with you?
Hey, this is Miss K. How you doing? Yeah, I'm good. I just want to say thank you for letting me be on your show. I was on Don's phone, but I've been on my phone, so I'm here. It's me. Thank you.
That's what's up. Thank you, man. We appreciate that. Let's go to another number and see what's up. Let's see. 409, what's up? Who is that? 409-223.
This is Brian Banks out of Houston, Texas, Another Level Distribution. How you doing, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir. So, sir, if you don't mind, tell us what you got going on, my man.
I own a distribution company out of Houston, Texas. We do a lot of national marketing and product distribution. We do manufacturing overseas. We've recently got involved in a lot of music distribution worldwide over the past 2 years. We have a music label end of our business, which is ALE Records. Right now we have 5 artists. 4 of them are local as far as the United States. One's over in Africa.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I just turned this mic back off. Oops. Sorry.
No problem.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, man. I turned your mic off, man.
It's all good. But, yeah, I recently had a chance to network with a lot of great people through Don Jr., CEO, so I definitely want to give him a shout-out. And it's a blessing to be on the show, man. But God's been good, and we're going to continue to do business and change people's lives.
Well, you know what, my brother? We appreciate you coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you not giving that acknowledgement out, man. I'm sure Don Jr. appreciated it also. Don, your phone line is still open, brother. What do you got to say about that?
First off, hey, mad love to Another Level Distribution. We have a lot of stuff going. I got to get with you about the RJ thing. That's what I'm going to leave it as. You know what I'm talking about. But I got to get with you about that. But, I just appreciate everybody showing support. I'm glad that y'all getting these text messages, casting calls, or comment. DC Productions, hold it down. Salute Black Season. But, we in the building. I mean, this is just this is how it's supposed to work. You know, we support each other.
Yes, sir.
And everybody's
right.
And Black Caesar, he's playing all y'all records. Y'all might not hear it tonight, but after being live on them, and I'm hearing the names, and I'm taking notes, and I'm getting the text message to other people that live on here.
Yeah. Y'all heard them.
Let's get it.
Your music's probably playing on my radio station. If you don't hear it on here, your music is being played. If you sent your music to me, that's hot. Believe me, it's on the radio station right now. That's www.rentsdopayme.radio.com. Let me say it one more time so I made a mistake. That's www.rentsdopayme.radio.com. Guys, go there, hear your song. Let's take another caller. 912-678. What's up, baby? Who's that?
Yo, this Ray. I had Don out and everything. I was trying to get back in touch with you.
Oh, what's up, Ray? What's going on, baby?
Not much. I had when you sent me the message, I was trying to get back in to the call system.
Oh, okay. I think the call system, like, shuts down right now. I don't know if it shuts down or not, but some people told me, like, when you pass, like, 20 minutes or something, that they can't get back in the systems because the system is closed up. These guys do close. They do have a time limit. So we're glad to have you back, Ray. We're going to end this show in about 5 minutes and 19 seconds. So, guys, I thank everybody for coming out tonight. I thank Don Jr., CEO, for coming out tonight. I thank all my guests for coming out tonight. I thank Ray for coming out. I thank my guy, Rob, for coming out. And also, I thank Josh for coming out. These guys are fantastic. And I can't forget to thank the first lady, Ms. Barnes. What's up, Ms. Barnes?
No doubt. Happy to be back.
Cool. We got her back, and we're not going to lose her this time. She's going to stay with us, guys. Hopefully she is. Anyway, check it out, guys. This is what we're going to do right now. We're going to play another song by another artist that you guys got to hear. This guy's phenomenal. Check him out right here. Check it out.
I'm sorry. I said another guest. This is Bosley. I'm sorry. This is Bosley, Chad. I'm sorry. This is a girl. A girl I'm gonna play for you right now. This is Bosley. This is one of my artists right here, Bosley. She's saying she's on with Universal Distribution right now.
Man, watch me work.
Put your hands on your leg. Drop it low, bring it up, now flex.
Now flex.
Get cash on deck.
On deck.
Don't worry, even pretty bitches sweat. Let me see you do it, do it, do it, do it like Sierra. Goddamn, shawty got me hoes jealous.
Jealous.
And she posing for the camera.
Camera.
Turn around and sitting up. White girls twerking like Miley Cyrus. Have you ever seen that thing on camera? Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, Louisiana. Back up to Chi-Town in Indiana. Shout out to D-Town in Alabama. You the bad bitch if you part-time. First full-time, 9 to 5. Shawty all the way live. Shawty bad in the motherfucker, got these hoes jealous. She a part-time stripper, cause she all about a relish. She don't fuck with broke niggas unless these names triggers. Put your hands on your leg.
On your leg.
Drop it low, bring it up, now flex.
Now flex.
Get cash on deck.
On deck.
Don't worry, even pretty bitches sweat. Let me see you do it, do it. Do it like Sierra. Goddamn, shawty got the hoes jealous.
Jealous.
And she posing for the camera.
Camera.
Turn around and sitting up like a phantom.
Phantom.
When she walk in the club,
huh?
Shawty bad in a motherfucker. No hair, don't care, she stomping. Stare like these hoes sad in a motherfucker. Can't afford no drinks out of y'all on my face. This bitch breath stink like a motherfucker.
Do you like her?
Now bitch love dick like a motherfucker. These hoes go sick like a motherfucker. Star big claim rich like a motherfucker.
I got a job for credit card.
Bitch turn trick like a motherfucker. These hoes is sick like a motherfucker. Write me down, I'm a shit like a motherfucker. Every nigga fed is got these hoes jealous. Cause I do it.
Like
Sierra, shawty bad in the motherfucker. Got these hoes jealous. She a part-time stripper, cause she all about a relish. She don't fuck with broke niggas unless these names trigger. Put your hands on your leg.
On your leg.
Drop it low, bring it up, now flex.
Now flex.
Get cash on deck.
On deck.
Don't worry, even pretty bitches sweat. Let me see you do it. Do it, do it like Sierra. Goddamn, shawty got the hoes jealous.
Jealous.
And she posing for the camera.
Camera.
Turn around and sitting up like a phantom.
Phantom.
Do it like Sierra. Juke it like Sierra.
Work, work,
work it like Sierra.
Twerk, twerk.
Twerk it like Sierra.
I got love for all of my niggas,
love for all of my bitches, love for all of them strippers if you about making them figures. I got love for all of my bitches, love for all of my niggas, love for all of them strippers if you about making them figures. Cause she do it, do it, do it like Sierra. Shawty bad in the motherfucker, got these hoes jealous. She a part-time stripper, cause she all about a relish. She don't fuck with broke niggas unless these names trigger. Put your hands on your leg.
On your leg.
Drop it low, bring it up, now flex.
Now flex.
Get cash on deck.
On deck.
Don't worry, even pretty bitches sweat. Let me see you do it. Do it. Do it. Do it like Sierra. Goddamn, shawty got the hoes.
posing for the camera.
Camera.
Turn around and sitting up like a phantom.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, guys, thanks for coming to in tonight's all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Let's recap a little bit, and we're going to talk to my man Dunn Jr. one more time, see what's up with him. Hey, guys, I'm going to let him end the show for us. He's going to say a little prayer for you guys, so everybody stay tuned for that. Hey, let's take this caller from 910 and see what they want. What's up, 910? Turn your computer down a little bit, please.
What's good with you, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing? Who's that?
Man, the Lord blessing. This is B-Dot, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Bloodline Entertainment, man. Just checking in with you, Don Jr. You know I fuck.
What's up, man? How you doing? How
way.
You doing?
Man, the Lord blessing. Trying to making a movement down here, man. What you got going?
Hey, man, we got everything going, man. We got Don Jr., CEO on the phone lines. We got Stacey Well, I keep saying, I was going to say Stacey Barnes now, so, hey, I'm getting better, Miss Barnes. I'm getting better.
Hey,
we got Miss Barnes on the phone, man. She's, Miss Barnes. Hey, Miss Barnes, I'm sorry, baby. You know it's all good. I got a lot of love for you. I got my man on the phone. We had everybody on the show tonight. We had Josh on the show tonight. This guy wrote books, fantastic book. We're going to check that out a little later on. We had Ray on the phone lines also. Ray De Niro, man, this girl is phenomenal. We played her music tonight, and now we got you on the phone. So tell us a little about yourself, brother. What you got going on?
Fayetteville, North Carolina, man. Like I said before, Bloodline Entertainment. We finna drop that 26 speakers. There's a big movement down here. Messing with a guy out of California by the name of Joe Blass, big industry cat. Of course, one of my or something else I got up under my belt. Of course, Don Jr. Know what I mean? Yeah. It's working down here, man. Grinding and trying to make that dream come true, man.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you for calling in, my brother. We do appreciate that. We do acknowledge that also. I'm going to thank everybody on the show tonight. I'm just letting you guys know I'm going to salute you guys one by one, people that actually talked on the phone line. I'll be saluting you guys on Facebook tonight. I always do that. And then I kind of like link it up to one of our banners, so you guys going to look out for that. If you want to start a conversation, keep the conversation going a little bit, that's cool with me, man, because we love talking to the fans and friends, because that's what we got right here, fans and friends. And we also got the other guys, you know, the haters. We know we got haters out there, but you know what? We're not going to talk about them right now. We're going to keep it positive. It's been a positive show. It's been a fantastic show, guys. I know everybody's laughing right now. They thought I was going to get negative. But no, we don't do that. We don't do that anymore. We don't do that no more, because it's the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends show. And what we do here, we basically make a lot of good music. We make a lot of good sounds out there. We put it out there. We get people like Dunn Jr. to come on our show and talk to you guys, give you a little knowledge. We get people like Joshua to come on the show, give you a little knowledge. So basically what we're going to do right now is we'll let Dunn Jr. come up and give us a little word of prayer. What's up, Dunn? What you at, baby?
Man, I feel good. First off, I want to say personally to each and everybody under the sound of my voice, I really appreciate every last one of y'all getting my text messages. Me and Miss K, we see you. Miss K is always watching. I'm asleep. She's up making sure that I'm awake. She out missing.
I got you, man. I like that.
Keep it real.
Can I use that?
No, I hold up a lot, and at the end of the day, what I'm saying to y'all, I got to make sure we do it the right way. If you give me 15 seconds, I got to get my man Prime Flow. Prime Flow, you in the building live with me, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm right here. I got your back, baby. What's happening?
Man, if you could, man, just let them know what you got dropping and wrapping it up for the Entertainment Worldwide Network. We love and appreciate all the supporters of the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. If you don't know me personally, you under the sound of my voice, you can shoot me a text, 818-358-5722, or you can Google me, Don Jr., CEO, D-O-N-J-R, CEO, Mr. Prime Flow, hold it down for the whole camp, man. You got it.
Hey, Don,
yes,
can you give me I'm sorry, guys. I was going to say, Don, can you give me 5 minutes? You guys give me 5 minutes afterwards. When you get through talking to my brother, give me 5 minutes. I want to play this commercial for you guys real quick.
That's a bet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I just want to give a big shout-out.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead and talk.
Okay, my bad, man. I ain't meant to interrupt you, cut you off like that, man. But
no,
while
good,
I go,
good,
man,
good.
I just want to know. Good. I want to say thank you to you and Don Jr. because, you know, You boys have really shown a lot of support, and I love that. And also, man, I need to give a shout-out to my partners out here that's just grinding. I got a group called From the Bottom. It's actually a movement. We got clothing,
okay.
You know, and we got great music. So we're looking out for them boys, too.
Well, tell me a little about your project. What was the name of the company?
Name of the company is From the Bottom. That's From the Bottom, THA. And, you know, we've had it. We started this coalition of young brothers that got together, all friends. You know, we was out in the streets like you were, and all doing music. We decided instead of trying to get with a label, let's do it independent, and let's all be CEOs under this one umbrella. And we did it, and it's working out. I got people on the West Coast. I got people out here in the South. And I got a couple of guys on the East Coast that's affiliates with us. And, you know, what we're doing is we're trying to actually put it out there, you know, clothing first and then music second. And it just didn't happen like that. The music was so good, it kind of jumped out before us. But be looking for it. I got my website coming up. Once my website comes up there, we're going to have a lot of nice stuff. You can go and, you know, you can get for a reasonable price. We're not going to try to have you out there shooting yourself in the head like these boys with these Jordans. You're going to be able to afford it.
Right.
Still look fly, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, brother, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man, putting it down for us, man. Also, guys, if you got any logos or anything out there, you probably need to send them to me. I got to put your logos on my website because we got about maybe 10,000 people going through that website a day. I know it sounds really like a shock to some of you guys, but that's where we're working it right now. We've got about 10,000 a day going through that the website, man. So if you guys want to get on this website and you want to send me a logo, it will cost you $88 to put your logo on there for the rest of the year. That's all it costs. So you guys really need to jump on that. If you want to get in the magazine, the A&R magazine, the front page is $300. The back page is $200. To get inside it, for any artists that want to get in there, it's absolutely free. We don't charge anything for the articles that you get inside the magazine. But what we do is we do like for you to promote the magazine, to get it out there, really scratch it out there around the world. And that's where we're at, around the world. So we do like to push this magazine. So if you get in the magazine, we do not charge for the ads. We do not charge for the articles, but we do charge for the ads. The ads are starting as low as $25 right now. That's right. I said $25. That's what the ads start at, man. So you guys need to jump on that, like, wreck quick, right, because it's where it's going fast. Hey, guys, I want you to check
man,
the
hold
out.
Hold on. I hope my line is my line open? Is my line open?
Yes, sir. Your
line
is open.
My line is open. Okay, I got to say this, man. If he put you in the magazine for only $25, anybody under the sound of my voice that know me, know what I do, I'm telling y'all right now, it's a good thing, drop it. Drop it, spend it, because you got to keep in mind, the way the Billboard charts, giveaway awards, everything. They look at magazine exposure. They look at TV exposure. They look
right,
at radio
right,
exposure.
Right.
They look
right.
at internet exposure. They look at the radio airplay. They look at the sound exchange numbers. They look at the reports that people like me that's connected to the major record labels, when I call them and saying, I've seen this in the magazine, let's do this, $25 might turn into $250 million down the road. So
right,
at the end
right,
of the day,
right.
I support the magazine. We're going to do a better job, again, behind the magazine, the radio show. I've been filming because I didn't know you had all this good stuff going on. I knew it. I seen it. But it's one thing to see. I got to say, you know, that's some real G, man. I'm sorry to cut in, but my line was open.
No, bro, you're good. You cut in anytime you want, brother. Cut in anytime you want. Hey, Dunn, thank you, Dunn. I appreciate that. Hey, guys, check it out right now. I got this commercial I got from Dunn Jeans. You guys check it out right now. The first time it debuted was earlier today on the show. But I'm going to play it one more time, guys. Check it out. It's about 4 minutes and 59 seconds. So, guys, we're going to end this show with Dunn Jeans. Give us a little word of prayer, encouragement words to end this show. But right now, let's go into it right now. Let's check it out right now on the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends show, the Dunn Jeans Experience. Check it out.
Entertainment, worldwide, network, we
online,
we in your speakers, and
on your mind,
10 o'clock,
we
on
time.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry,
started from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record-Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record-Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com. Tune in to the Entertainment Worldwide Network every Sunday through Friday, 10 p.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. West Coast. The call-in number, 619-639-4709. Log on to entertainmentworldwidenetwork.com.
Are you looking for a special way to say thank you? Then do it big with custom jewelry from Dave the Jeweler. Call Dave the Jeweler. He's been pleasing and appeasing stars for years with his custom urban jewelry. And now the same can be done for you. It doesn't matter. However, you need to shine. If you need bling for a music video or catch attention at the club, if you can imagine it, Dave the Jeweler can make it. From custom diamond earrings, bracelets, chains, to custom iced out watches in silver, gold, or platinum. Order your one-of-a-kind, customly designed jewelry today. Dave the Jeweler will do the job right and get the job done. Dave the Jeweler's done work for entertainers such as Blood Raw, Webby, Gorilla Zone, T-Pain, Jay-Z, and more. Call the Atlanta store, 770-679-4152. That's 770-679-4152. The Savannah store, 912-447-5150. That's 912-447-5150. What are you waiting for? Call now. Dave the Jeweler.
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuckin' Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena. It's
your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB. Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Oh, what's going on? Black Caesar, Curtis Blow, returning your call. I'll be back when you get the message. Peace.
Come on, guys. You know how we do it around here. Ms. Barnes. Ms. Barnes, I'm glad, so happy you're back, man, with us. Let's let Don Jr. Get us out of here because we got to go now. The deals have been paid, so let's get ready to go. Ms. Barnes, fantastic being back. Thank you, love. We appreciate you being back.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Mr. Don Jr., come on, man. Let's get it going, baby.
Hey, man. Every all heads bowed, everybody focus on God. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, as we touch and agree in our respective places, Lord, please, please, please bring back restoration. That's what we're praying for, restoration, Lord. Just like you told the people in Israel in Ezekiel 36, Lord, we ask you to get angry and restore everything that's ours, Lord. Everybody we can help, everybody we did the right things, Lord. Bring it back to us, Lord. And as we do, you give us that soil, that seed, Lord. Give us the opportunity to help somebody else and open up the door, Lord. And as you give us a chance to open the door, please forgive us of our sins, anything we've done, said, and been displeasing in your sight, Lord. I put a special blessing over this radio network with Ms. Barnes and the CEO of the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. I put a special blessing over his life, Lord, and let him be open to just grow and not only grow, Lord. Let him open up doors for everybody. And we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Don. We appreciate that, brother. You're a good man, dude. I tell you that. And thank you, Miss Kate, for dropping by tonight, man. We had a fantastic time with you and yours, man. You guys be safe. Don't drive drinking, so don't drive drinking. You already know that, so let's keep it real cool. Let's keep it kosher. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. Thank you guys for showing up tonight to the all-new DJ Black Season Show, always on every Wednesday night at which time? 7 o'clock Central, guys. Come on down. Enjoy some of this cooking with us. And I'm just joking. Hey, guys, come on down and enjoy the DJ Black Season Friends Show. You never know who's going to be on the show tonight. Because we had a lot of people on the show tonight. We had the Wu-Tang Clan involved with us. We had the Wu-Tang manager on the phone with us. We had Crumb Snatcher. We had Jimmy Kane on the phone, guys. We had a lot of people on the phone with us. So, you guys, thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. And we're out of here. Chicken bones and fat grease. Fat back meat, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it. Bye, Ms. Barnes. Bye, Don Jr.
Bye.
Amen.